From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 25 people were killed in eastern Afghanistan Saturday when a suicide blast ripped through a crowd of government soldiers, Taliban insurgents, and civilians celebrating a mutual temporary ceasefire during Eid al-Fitr. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. A government spokesman said the bombing also seriously injured at least 30 people. Saturday's blast coincided with a brief televised announcement from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, praising the mutual ceasefire and unilaterally extending the period of the government's ceasefire. Spain's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered four dead bodies Friday and Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. The news comes as Spain prepares for the arrival of the Aquarius rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union over how to handle the migration crisis. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society Secretary General El-Hajj As-Sí said that helping the migrants is in keeping with EU values.
People are coming to Europe seeking values, which are European values. Values of solidarity and support and, you know, welcoming and helping, you know, those in need. So doing anything, you know, less than that is really a betrayal to Europe itself.
France, meanwhile, has accepted an offer from Spain to take some of the hundreds of migrants aboard the Aquarius, which is headed to Spain after Italy's new populist government and Malta refused to let the ship dock in their ports. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A huge fire has gutted one of Scotland's architectural gems, the Mackintosh Building, at the Glasgow School of Art, which was still being restored after a major fire there 4 years ago. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said after visiting the site on Saturday, the damage to the 1909 masterpiece by Scottish designer Charles Rennie Mackintosh was much, much worse than 4 years ago. Peter Heath is the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service's Deputy Assistant Chief Officer for the West of Scotland.
When we arrived, there was fire in many locations and spreading very quickly, but it will be the subject of a joint investigation between the fire service and many agencies as over the coming months.
The fire broke out late Friday night when the city centre was full of people enjoying a night out. By the time fire crews were called to the scene, the blaze had spread to the whole building. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras survived a no-confidence motion in Parliament Saturday, setting the stage for the signing of a historic accord with neighbouring Macedonia on a name dispute. Lawmakers voted 153 to 127 in the 300-member Parliament against the motion to oust the left-led government over the deal renaming the former Yugoslav Republic North Macedonia. The opposition had accused Tsipras of making too many concessions over the deal, due to be signed on Sunday. Thousands of Greeks were protesting against the agreement outside Parliament, calling for Tsipras to resign. Police used stun grenades and tear gas to prevent them from entering the building. The UN envoy for Yemen arrived in the rebel-held capital Sana'a on Saturday for talks on the key aid port of Hodeidah, where Iranian-backed Houthi rebel fighters are battling a regional coalition. Martin Griffiths is expected to propose to rebel leaders that they cede control of the Red Sea port to a UN-supervised committee to avoid further fighting with advancing government troops backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The Saudi-backed coalition troops took control of Hodeidah's airport Saturday. The rebels have controlled the Hodeidah region with its population of nearly 600,000 people since 2014. Eight people were injured, one seriously, when a taxi drove into a crowd of pedestrians near Moscow's Red Square on Saturday. The incident took place as residents and visiting soccer fans thronged the center of Moscow on a balmy summer evening. Moscow's traffic management authority said the taxi driver had a driver's license issued in Kyrgyzstan. It has cited the driver as saying he had not driven into the crowd on purpose. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.